Well, I've written another episode of Onion and Shirley. I hope you enjoy it. The days crawl in the mud, and in the end, all they accomplish is to kill the sun again and bring all men closer to death. Shirley wrote to Onion at least once a month the 3 years he was in the Army. He never wrote back. She graduated from East High School and, without skipping a beat, entered St. Mary's School for Nursing. She worked nights at the Edgewater Hotel as a waitress and filled in on the cleaning staff on the weekends if needed. Shirley became a practical nurse in a year and landed a job at Wisconsin General Hospital on University Avenue. She had moved from her mother's house on East Main to a small upstairs apartment on Marion Street. She met Maxwell in the hospital cafeteria. He sat down at her table, even though there were other seats available. "Hi," he said. "I'm Maxwell." He was a pre-med student with 3 years to go before his graduation. Glib and nice-looking, she soon became enamored by him. And after a whirlwind courtship, they were married by the justice of the peace, with a few of her friends attending, but only one of his. Maxwell studied hard, and Shirley worked hard to support them and pay his tuition. She thought of the time, only of the time that would come when she would be able to slow down and simply be a doctor's wife. She wanted children and a home of her own in whatever city his residency took them. Shirley had no time to prepare a graduation party for Maxwell, who graduated midterm in December. She attended the ceremony and then went straight to the Edgewater, where there were various graduation parties that were being held. She worked until after midnight and made her way home, exhausted but with a pocket full of tips. The note was balanced against a napkin holder on the small porcelain top kitchen table. "Shirley," it read, "I'm sorry it has to end this way, but Christine and I have left for Portland, Oregon, in my residency. I hope you won't make a big fuss about the divorce. You'll get the papers in a few days. Best wishes, Maxwell." She sat down and read it over and over. Who was Christine? When did he get a job in Portland? Divorce? What divorce? She looked in the closet and his clothes were gone. Only his old Wisconsin sweatshirt lay on the bed. Shirley cried. She was alone. Her mother was now in a sanitarium with tertiary syphilis. She had no siblings, and her only relative was an uncle whom she had never met. Since she was shy and quiet, she had no close friends. She cried until morning. On Sunday, she called in sick, and on Monday morning, she met her shift at the hospital. On her mid-morning break, she opened the drug cabinet and took out a syringe and a vial of pentobarbital and went to the third floor bathroom. She opened the window and injected herself. Shirley threw the bottle and syringe out the window and closed it. She sat on the stool. She looked out and it was snowing large flakes. She thought of sledding with Onion on the Dickinson Street Hill as her heart failed her. Sorry about that.